937.
It's What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennen. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We want to know what's on your mind on AM 910 KCJB in Minot, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, 1100 The Flag in Fargo, and AM 1090 The Flag in Tioga, as well as AM 550 K-Fire. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, and happy Friday, heading into a Memorial Day weekend. I know all throughout the Northern Plains there's a lot of wonderful Memorial Day events planned. We're going to chat a little later on today with someone that's been very involved in an event for a lot of years at the State Veterans Cemetery at Mandan. And it's probably the premier Memorial Day event of the state of North Dakota, but I know there's all kinds of events in small towns. There's a few parades. I see Minot at the Air Force Base. There's the Boy Scout troop that's doing a pancake breakfast. So there's a lot of neat things. Tell us if you have a role or if you go to a particular event each year and you participate in it or you're putting something on, let us know, because to me, one of the great tragedies. I'm going to go right there to tragedies. We've sort of forgotten what Memorial Day is all about, I think, as a society, right? We think about it as a long weekend. We think about it as maybe a grilling up when the weather is nice, which for some reason it doesn't seem to always be as nice as it should be on the first real weekend of summer.
I think the reason we forgot about that is accelerated with the loss of all of our World War II veterans, because Memorial Day, most people thought back to World War II and the veterans from World War II that the Second Great World War, and when they started to accelerate the loss of their generation, that's when it started to change. I've really noticed the difference over the last 10 or 15 years, where people have forgotten the meaning of Memorial Weekend and what Memorial Day stands for.
Yeah, we're supposed to remember the men and women who died while serving the United States Armed Forces. I would venture a guess that there will be more veterans at these events on Memorial Day than there will be, you know, those of us that are supposed to honor the veterans. That's upside down. That doesn't make any sense. And this was, you know, yesterday we had a conversation, a lot of really fun, informative, and passionate debate about the oil patch and impacts from traffic. And, you know, if you, hey, why doesn't this person fix it? Or why doesn't the Highway Patrol get people to slow down? Or why doesn't the Department of Transportation build more roads or whatever? And I've been thinking about yesterday's show and some of that input. And I say fun because we appreciate hearing from you. I mean, what you're passionate about, we want to use this program to be a voice for, right? So we are sincere when we say, hey, you're the experts here. And there was some great passion in yesterday's program on all sides of that particular issue. But I've been thinking the last 24 hours, Steve, we're really the problem. And I say we, the folks that drive the oil patch, be it truck drivers, bus drivers, you know, folks out there working in the patch, folks that just live in the patch, whatever. We are the problem. We can self-police this, can't we? We don't need somebody else to fix it.
You know, Scott, you brought up, you and I travel up there quite a bit. We're out in the oil patch a lot, probably more so than most just residents that don't live up there. Unless you work up there or you live up there, a lot of people really don't go up to the oil patch anymore, whether it was Williston or Tioga. There's a lot of great events up there that are starting to get left by the wayside because people don't want to go up to the oil patch, and rightly so because of the traffic issues. The first and foremost thing I always tell somebody is you got to slow down, falling behind the trucks, and get where you're going, but don't be in a hurry. Now, I like a little bit of a lead foot, but I know where to have a lead foot. That's not the place for it. You need to throw out your bad habits when you drive up in the oil patch. You set the cruise at 64, if it's 65 miles an hour, fall behind the trucks, and you're going to get where you're going. Don't try passing. Getting there any hurrier. I loved your analogy earlier, Scott, when you and I were talking earlier this morning about we drive safer when there's a snowstorm. In bad weather, we always tone it down a little bit. It's like driving in a storm when you're out in the oil patch.
You drive to the conditions, right? And we know how to do that. That's why, this sounds like a bit of a stretch, and we welcome your calls at 800-228-0550 on these topics today. I think we need to look inward a little bit rather than always that wants somebody else to fix the problem. In other words, a lot of complaints yesterday. Hey, Highway Patrol, slow people down. Hey, DOT, build better roads. No, wait a minute. Just drive to the conditions, and less people will die on the roads. Doesn't that make sense? That's the question. And by the way, rather than lament, and I'm as guilty as anybody, gosh, what happened to Memorial Day? What happened to the idea of remembering the men and women who died while serving in the United States Armed Forces? Why are there more veterans than there are citizens honoring the veterans at all these ceremonies? We're the problem. Look in the mirror. Right? The person I shave with every day is as much to blame as anybody else, and I think... I think too often we want somebody else to fix it. Is that all wet? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Another bit of news you'll see in every newspaper in America today. The Boy Scouts.
Front page.
Front page, I would venture to say, of about every newspaper in America, the Boy Scouts. And, you know, here's another deal. And I'd love to hear from folks that are in the Boy Scouts or have history with the Boy Scouts and... get your view on this particular issue. This is an example to me of a loud minority. This is a solution in search of a problem, right? This is activists who have an agenda that want to go out there and say, see, we showed the Boy Scouts how they ought to treat people when there's really no problem. And I applaud the local folks that head up the Boy Scouts Council because they basically said, look, we're going to keep the focus on the kids. This isn't a problem here. We don't have people complaining they're being excluded. This is not a problem. We're going to go about business.
Yeah, Scott, the question I've got on this is, does it really matter to anybody? I think the Boy Scouts kind of copped out in making a decision, and they're probably just trying to deflect some of the criticism that they've had, because it's okay to have gay scout members, but it's not okay to have gay scout leaders. Now, does that really bother anybody? I want to know. I really do. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. If you have an openly gay scout leader or an openly gay scout member in the troop, I don't know how you divide those two or separate those two, because quite often the scouts become scout leaders. And what happens if you have a gay scout member? You're going to preclude them from becoming a gay scout leader. I think the Boy Scouts dropped the ball on this.
Yeah, you know what this is? This is, again, this is a problem. I'm saying it upside down. This is somebody running around saying, we've got a problem here, so here's a solution to it, when there isn't a problem. And again, it's part of a loud activist agenda. That's why I say, when you talk with the folks from the Northern Lights Council, that by the way, is all of North Dakota, Northwest Minnesota, their scout leaders say, you know, look, this is not an issue here. It'll have no impact whatsoever. It's not an issue here. So here's
the other side of that, though. The other side of that, though, Scott, is when you start looking at it, really, and does anybody have a right to say who can or cannot be in a private club? If they're not taking any government money or not under any other financial obligations, then the question is, do you have to allow everybody into your club?
And that's right. That's why I share your criticism of the leadership, because I think what they've done is they've attempted to appease people that are looking to, you know, to prove a point here and get in your face a little bit. That's what's going on. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It's What's on Your Mind. So let's ask Kurt and Dickinson that very question. Kurt, what's on your mind?
Yes, I'd just like to make a couple comments on the traffic problem out here. I'm from Minot, but I travel this area all the time. Right now I'm between Dickinson and Manning. One of the biggest things I'd like to address is about 6 months ago on the Internet, they had an article on states and traffic deaths, and North Dakota got a bad rap because we had so many traffic deaths in North Dakota. One of the things I've noticed when listening to those, like yesterday, there was a young gentleman killed over by Tioga. He was from Mississippi. The two gentlemen that got killed over by Carpio last week for both out of state. Does anybody keep track of the people? You know, is it actually North Dakotans that are getting killed, or mostly other people from out of state?
Kurt, to the best of my recollection, most of the time, if there's an accident, it's caused by somebody from out of state. And I'm not going to point my finger, but it's somebody that's not used to driving on the roads in North Dakota or not familiar with the roads. Because there's a big part of safety that goes along with a familiarity with a stretch of highway. Quite often, from my recollection on all the news stories, if there's a North Dakotan involved, it's either alcohol-related or it is they were an innocent bystander. Somebody hit them. You know, one of the things I always notice...
Sorry to interrupt, Steve, but that is a little too anecdotal for me, and I guess I'd love to know the answer to your question, Kurt, on whether they keep stats. Well, yes, because I can think of lots of students that have been in accidents that have been tragic. Again, whether you're from North Dakota or from out of North Dakota, you're driving the roads of the oil patch. The point is, can we self-police and slow down? You know, I think that's the bigger question. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. With Steve Bakken, I've got him and more coming up. Don't go away.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUontheRoad.org. CU as in credit union on the road.org and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger Pro Crop tractors like the MT 5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty sales center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes sales center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
You're tuned to What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen, 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Or you can email the studio, KFYR, at clearchannel.com. Around the region, temperatures a little overcast in Bismarck, 54 this hour. Minot, clouds and 57. Fargo, clear sky and 54. Dickinson, clouds, windy, 57. And Tioga, cloudy and 54 currently. We also have a wind advisory today for South Central North Dakota. So we'll keep you up to date on all the latest weather right here on What's On Your Mind as well. Brett, what is on your mind?
I had a little different take on the Boy Scout thing. And, are you there?
We are, yeah, Brett. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. My take on it is that the only way in the world that homosexuals can reproduce is through recruitment. And so if you were to take those young men who have been recruited and have put them around morally straight men and other morally straight boys, isn't that the best chance to potentially show them that there's another way and help them?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody's talking about, ostracizing anybody who has a different sexual choice here. I think this is really clearly an agenda issue. This isn't about trying to do what you're accomplishing. In other words,
I understand, but I have no inside information. But I'm saying, what if that's what the Boy Scouts are thinking of? Because think of it this way: if you're a Christian, did Christ go to the whole people, or did he go to the sick ones and attempt to bring them back?
No, I mean,
maybe the Boy Scouts are doing a good thing here, and because they're saying, hey, you know, we're going to take these young men and we're going to try to raise them up right.
I would agree with you if this was about love your brother, but I don't think this is about love your brother. This is about the squeaky wheels making a lot of noise, so let's appease them. That's what I think is going on, but I think you,
There are squeaky wheels. There are squeaky wheels, but you know what? Why can't the Boy Scouts say, okay, you're screaming, you know what? We're going to do the right thing, maybe for the wrong reason, but we're going to do the right thing.
Brett, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550. Kurt and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Happy Friday, Kurt.
Good morning. How are you guys this fine day?
Just fine.
So, you know, everybody's always talking about everybody's going fast. And this, if they raise the fines or double, maybe people might slow down a little bit. You know, a stop sign is $20 and 2 points. I have a daughter that says, if nobody's coming, we always just go through them. Or red lights if they're blinking early in the morning. If we don't see anybody, we don't even stop for them. You know, maybe double the fine. That's why people laugh at us. I mean, most people make $20 an hour and say, well, wow, I can work $20 an hour and I can pay my ticket off. That's the problem. You know, double, maybe even triple the fines. And we won't be the laughing stock. Like, you go to Minnesota, you're over the speed limit. They sock it to you.
You know, Minnesota is not even one of the worst states, but it is that much higher over in Minnesota. You know, this was an issue in the legislative session this time around. The discussion came up about raising the tickets, and everybody freaked out about it. Is it a legitimate argument? Kurt, should the speeding tickets be raised and the fines be raised for safety purposes?
Well, sure they should. I mean, even the interstate, you know, sure it's built for 75, and even when it's storming and stuff like that, there's people. It shows 75. By golly, they got to drive 75. I'd rather see the speed limit go down and the fines go up. And I mean, I don't know. My daughter's giving me a bad time because I drive slower. But you know what? I says, you know, I got you here safe. I'm going to bring you home safe.
That's a good philosophy, Kurt. Thanks for the phone call.
I still don't understand why we cannot self-police this and drive to the conditions. You know, again, call me horribly naive here, but do we, you know, we need literally higher fines to say, you know, okay, we're gonna double the pain. And by the way, how do you do that in just a certain area of the state? Drive to the conditions. We're the problem, and that would solve all this.
DOT, you know, Scott, the other side of the drive with the conditions, though, is I've lived in bigger cities, driven through bigger cities, Southern California, for an example, around Los Angeles. If you don't drive with the speed of traffic, now you're a hindrance to traffic. If I'm driving the speed limit on the interstate in Los Angeles, I'm hindering traffic because the flow of traffic is 20 miles faster. You know, the argument is the cops can't catch everybody. Well, if you follow in with the flow of traffic, you're actually a little bit safer than if you're driving slower. Odds are you're going to get hit if you're driving the speed limit, quote-unquote speed limit.
As I recall,
that's a safety issue.
I forget if it was the bus driver or who the callers were yesterday. They were blaming truck drivers. We're going to chat with the head of the motor carriers division enforcement for the highway patrol here in a little bit, try to get some answers and also just give you some good Memorial Day weekend safety tips. We also will be chatting with the folks that will be putting on a wonderful event at the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery south of Mandan tomorrow. And by the way, if there are Memorial Day celebrations where you are, please let us know where they are so we can let the world know. 800-228-0550. Who's next to you?
TJ, go ahead. What's on your mind today?
Hello. Am I on?
Go ahead,
you
TJ.
I want to call about the Boy Scout issue. That the Boy Scouts are, an organization that is supposed to be trying to bring up people, and I guess I don't understand why that you're trying to instill values in people, that it's okay to instill a value that it's okay to discriminate against people. And the caller that just called in and talked about this is that's what really drives me nuts. Is the assumption that gay people are predatory is nonsense. It's sickening to think like that. I don't even know what to say. You tell them that, I'm kind of a loss for words here.
Well, it's the nature versus nurture argument. Is it something you're born with? It's the nature versus nurture argument. Is it something you're born with, or is it something you learn? I personally think it's something you're born with. You don't get turned gay.
I would agree with that you're born with this. But why is the assumption? What is wrong with having gay people in at Scouts? I don't understand the problem. The one guy said, it's a solution in search of a problem. Well, if it's not a problem, then what's the problem with having them there?
Well, again, I think this all started, as I recall, with a lesbian scout leader, mother, right, that said, hey, this is wrong, and this is, so there's always an agenda. I think the local folks have it best to say, this isn't a problem here. We're focusing on the kids. We're going to, this is not an issue. It doesn't come up. Len sends an email, says, hey, what's gone on here is liberals have found out with the smoking issue, if you keep beating a subject, people will give in. They did it with smoking. They're doing it with guns, Obamacare, you name it. They never let a cause die. With the Boy Scouts, they have to beat this group down. They promote achievement and self-pride. When you can get rid of or weaken strong examples of independence, you've made progress for your agenda to take over. And I think that's what a lot of folks see this as. I think at the core of what you're trying to say, TJ, is, look, just treat people like people and everybody will get along fine. And I think that's the right approach. That's not what the folks that are trying to change this policy are after.
But it's because they won't change. I didn't read the thing in the papers that they said it was okay to be in the Scouts but not to be a Scout leader, if that's what they said. If they have a policy that discriminates, why wouldn't people want to try and change that?
TJ, thanks for the call. More coming up.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, bodyarmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
On What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hanlon. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number. Put it in your speed dial and join us. 800-228-0550. Ron in Bismarck wants to weigh in first here before we introduce our guest from Game and Fish Department. Hey, Ron, go ahead.
Thought we lost Ron.
Ron's gone. Well, good. We can get right to our guest, and we have a call waiting already for our guest, but we better introduce him first, Steve.
We have Terry Seinwand, Director of North Dakota Game and Fish Department, Randy Crowell, Chief of the Wildlife Division. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you, Steve.
Good morning, Steve.
What does this rain do, first of all, for what's going on in the hinterland and the great outdoors? We sure needed the rain for the crops. This is going to go a long way as far as getting some of those CRP up there, getting some of the grasses out there, and benefiting some of the wildlife.
Yeah, we certainly needed the rain across the board, green up. Hopefully, we can open up the McLean Bottoms Rifle Range now with a little bit of green up. Certainly filled up some wetlands and put some more water on lakes that were getting a little low out there. So it was certainly welcome all across the board for all sectors.
All right. Bob Bismarck has a question for our guest. Go ahead, Bob. You're on. What's on your mind?
Yes, question I have is, when people submit for a gratis license online, what process is there to keep them from just putting down legal coordinates of a quarter and then getting the gratis license without actually owning the land?
What our wardens do, what we did last year, we did 100% check on a gratis license to make sure exactly what you're talking about did not occur. In the past, we'll normally take about 15-20% of those samples, and honestly, some do slip by. We count on the honesty and the integrity of the people applying for those licenses to put down that they either lease for agricultural purposes that land or own that land.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Did you say you did 100% check last year just to verify? I mean, that obviously you can't do every year, but if you did 100% check, what kind of honesty and integrity level did you find?
It was pretty good. Actually, it was over 90% of the people that we checked on last year that applied actually were qualified, were eligible for to receive that gratis license. Now, of course, we can't do it every year. The reason we did it last year, we were seeing a tremendous decline in deer license numbers. So we wanted to make sure people were doing what they needed to do and wanted to do out there in the field, whether it be a landowner, a leasee, or the general public. And some of them were actually very honest mistakes. Some of them had slipped by in the past. Some of them were, I would say, on the shady side.
So we're looking at about 6,000 deer licenses less this year. Is that the number I saw?
5,800 fewer than last year, and 47% of that reduction has taken place in the Red River Valley hunting units because they had a lot more significant winter over there than we did in the past, than we did in this Bismarck area into the southwest. And so, yeah, it's 5,800, and so that put less and puts us down to about 59,500, which is the lowest number of deer licenses available since 1983.
Wow. Randy, I was going to ask you how that breaks down in a sizable number because of the winter we had this year in the Red River Valley, but going west across the rest of the state, are there areas that are affected more? I know we were having some disease issues over the last couple of years. The mule deer numbers were way down in western North Dakota. How did those numbers break down as far as where those licenses are fewer now?
Okay, well, there are actually a couple of units or a few units where the licenses actually went up. And if you do a line from Mandan to Bowman, those units along that line actually saw some slight to modest increases because we're above our deer management goals in those units, and winter this year was not anywhere near as severe as it was north and east of Bismarck. And on the mule deer side, if you recall last year, Steve, we closed the mule deer doe season completely for everybody, and that was well received by landowners and sportsmen alike. And we saw what we think is the benefit of that this year. Our spring mule deer survey indicated a 15% increase in mule deer across the mule deer range. Now, that's a modest increase, but at least it's going the right direction versus the direction we've been going the previous 3 years. And so, again, this year there'll be no mule deer does taken in any of the Badlands units, trying to keep that positive trend going for mule deer.
Shelley has a question for our guest from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. The director, Terry Steinman, is with us. Randy Crowell, chief of the Wildlife Division of the Game and Fish Department. We welcome your calls, questions, and comments. A lot of these questions have come up in the previous weeks, and so that's why we asked these gentlemen to be here and answer your questions. Shelley, go ahead. You're on for our guest.
Yes, my question is, when you do the online application for the gratis, there's no indication that it actually went through. There's nothing that says you are confirmed or anything like that. And with the deadline being, they have to, you guys change the rules on that now, and you have to follow the deadline. How do we know that the application actually went through or not?
Actually, if you provide an email address, you should receive verification that you have that we have received it. If you do have a question, I would just say call our office and find out.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And what is the Game and Fish website? It covers everything in the outdoors that you want to know. It's all encompassing, and there's so much information that you can glean out there as an outdoors person. What is the Game and Fish website?
GF.nd.gov. And yeah, you're right, Steve. There's an awful lot of information out there, and there's certainly more that we'd like to get out there, but it busies up the page, and sometimes it can be difficult to find what you're looking for even now. So, but the licensing part of it, one of the banners that scrolls across the top, it says, get your deer license application in now, so that one's pretty easy to get to.
It's nice to have the deadlines on there, and that's one of the things that you notice first on the website.
Right, right. And, of course, for everybody out there, landowners included, June 5th is the deadline for the deer applications.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have any questions for Game and Fish, Terry Seinwan, Director of North Dakota Game and Fish, and Randy Crowell, Chief of the Wildlife Division, with us. Barry, what's on your mind today?
Hello.
Go ahead, Barry.
Oh, okay. Question here on gratis license for landowners. I'm a son of a landowner, and I'm just wondering, is there any provision that allows my parent to hand me his gratis license for the quarters of lands that we own?
The only provision that's allowed is if you customarily reside with your parents and you're basically still under their dominion or
dependent.
If you're a dependent. But let's say you live in Fargo and the land is in up at Stanley, you are not eligible to receive the gratis license for that property.
So unless it's under some kind of corporation like an LLC or something where my name's in that, I would not be allowed to file for a gratis license until then.
Correct. And clarification on the LLC would be that only one person would be eligible for that license regardless of the number of acres. And you couldn't break it up into a whole bunch of small ones or anything like that. So if your father didn't want it or your mother didn't want it and you wanted it as part of the LLC, only one person is eligible under that corporation to get that license.
Okay, that answers my question. I appreciate your time. Knowing that I'm the only parent or the only kid in the family that hunts, that's pretty open for me. So I appreciate your guys' answer.
Appreciate the call. We had a little fun having a debate whether the fishing was better in North Dakota or Minnesota. North Dakota pretty much won because there was a lot of ice all throughout North Dakota at the opener. But it did prompt some questions on why there isn't at least a pause in the North Dakota fishing season for spawning. Terry, has that issue come up before?
Oh, certainly has, Scott. It's one of those, it was sometime in the early 90s. We used to have a closed season, except on the Missouri River system. Of course, the premise behind having a closed season for fishing is to let those fish spawn. It really started out with bass, and we don't have a lot of largemouth bass in North Dakota. But as a fisheries division, we came to a conclusion that we really don't need to close that season for spawning purposes. Biological purposes, because it doesn't take an awful lot of good females out there if they got a good hatch and good recruitment to replenish what's been taken off from the year before. So in order to provide that fishing opportunity, we decided to just go year round. Now if we find something that it looks like it is harming the population, reducing the number of catchable walleyes or quality type walleyes or whatever fish out there, we'll relook at that. But at this point in time, we're just not seeing any reason to close it.
You know, I think back and harken back to the days when Devil's Lake didn't reproduce on its own, and I look at the stocking that has to take place there, and then I think that pulling all those 4 to 6 to 8 pound walleye out of Channel A every spring, to me, from my mindset, doesn't do the species well. Apparently, it's not an issue. Why is that?
Just like I said, Steve, it's an issue. We hear that almost every spring, and we've done some creel surveys to say how many people or how many big walleyes are being caught up there. And when I say big, it's spawnable walleyes, usually about 4 to 7 year olds, which is the prime reproductive age for walleye. And we found out that, geez, it's only like 5% of the total harvest of walleyes for that particular year. And what's the difference if you catch them just pre-spawn or just post-spawn, other than they've already laid their eggs? And we're getting great natural reproduction in Devil's Lake right now, even with that fishing occurring up there.
Don, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was curious if they've given any consideration to waiving the fishing licenses for, like, elderly at a certain age, say 70, 75, or if they'd waive it.
Actually, that is one that's set in law, that if there is a reduced license fee for seniors, and I believe it's over 65, it's currently $3. As of April 1st of next year, it'll go up to $5, but we don't have the authority to waive license fees for anybody out there, unless it's given by law, like group homes and special events. That's the only time we're able to.
Like I was, you know, my mother's 86 years old and only would be able to go out a couple of times a year and would enjoy it immensely, but, you know, to pay for a full price license fees and so forth, I didn't realize that they were a $3 fee on that.
Right, and very honestly, with the price of gas right now, that is undoubtedly going to be the cheapest part of your fishing trip.
Correct. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Don. One other question as far as when it comes to the licensing. Larry brings this up, and I wanted to point this out. One of the other beautiful things about the website that Game and Fish has is the fact that if you buy your license online, you can print as many copies as you need. So you can throw one in your boat, one in your tackle box, one in your truck. You don't have to worry about losing a license, whether it's for fishing, hunting, or whatever.
Exactly, Steve. And I don't know about you, but I at least get one license washed a year. So I usually print out about 4 or 5 copies. One's in my pickup, one's in my billfold, one's in my tackle box, a lot of places. And the nice thing about it, if you buy it online, if you go in there and if you have an account set up, you buy may just want to buy a fishing license right now, and gee whiz, I guess I do want to go pheasant hunting. All you have to do is go back in there. It'll tell you what you've already bought for the year, and you print out the new one. It'll already be on there. So that's a great part of our system.
The only thing it doesn't apply to, though, is you can't print your own deer tags. So.
Right. good technology there, folks. Hang on. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about what the North Dakota legislative session did in the way of issues related to game and fish after a break. Take a short time out and come back with more after this.
What's on your mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, you can kill skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Lots of calls waiting to chat with our guest from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, Terry Steinwald, the director here, Randy Crowell, chief of the Wildlife Division. A couple emails came in. One says the North Dakota Game and Fish Department is great, and great is in caps, guys. I love being able to go online and buy my fishing license. I can make a dozen copies, so I got one just about everywhere when I need it. It's so easy. Also visited Game and Fish on numerous occasions. You'll not find a better bunch. Give them a big pat on the back. They deserve it. Another emailer says North Dakota's license fees are among the nation's most reasonable. Try to fish South Dakota. An out-of-state license will run you over $60. So lots of kudos for our guest today. Charles, you're next for our guest from the Game and Fish on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Charles, are you there?
All right, don't hear Charles.
Don't hear Charles. Last year, Charles. All right, we'll switch to Mark. Mark in Bismarck wants to talk crossbows. Go ahead, Mark.
Good morning. Just a quick question for you. Why are crossbows specifically enumerated as illegal of use in bow fishing?
In bow fishing?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to answer that because it was related to deer. We anticipated deer, so you know what I get to do? I get to pass it over to former fishing chief, Terry Steinman. I like Mark. Way to go, Mark.
I had indicated, Randy, go ahead, because I was kind of along the same
thought
process.
We were anticipating the question, and we anticipated wrong.
Yeah, and I wish I could give you an answer, but I can't. I really don't know the reason right at this off the top of my head, very honestly. I don't know why we wouldn't allow crossbows.
Well, what we can do, though, is we'll give Steve a call here, and he can give, if you listen. Listen to the show regularly. He can give you an update tomorrow and give you the answer. I was all prepared for a deer question and in fish. Wow, that's different. Haven't had that one before. And so what we could do is we could get the answer for you, give Steve a call, and Steve can just give you the answer tomorrow on the air. Or you can just call us at the department, too. You can call Greg Power, our fisheries chief, at 328-6323.
Bow fishing is actually...
What's that?
Could you give me the number again, please?
328-6323.
And that'll get you directly into the chief of fisheries.
But you're the director, aren't you?
Yes.
I mean, can't you just wave your hand and?
Well, I can wave my hand, but they just wave back, and sometimes they don't use all their fingers.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it very much. We're going to keep rolling here. Our time's short. Eric in Bismarck, you're next for our guest. Go ahead, Eric.
Good morning. I was wondering, with fishing and hunting licenses, if you take a picture of it on your iPhone, is that legal to use?
For the license?
Yeah, for the license.
Yes, there was just a bill passed this past session, and actually we had honored that to a large extent with the new smartphone technology, which I can't claim I exactly know how to use, but to show proof of a licensed buyer that you have actually acquired a license, you can show a picture of it or actually download a copy if you do it online on your smartphone and show a warden one of those, and that will suffice as showing that you did actually acquire the license.
Now, with that download copy, you still have to sign it, though, so you'd have to take a picture, correct?
No, because if you're able to download it on there, it says signed copy, but the new law says an electronic copy will suffice.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Eric. Ed, what's on your mind today? Ed, go ahead.
Yeah. Say on the new gratis after the deadline on the same as the deer lottery, in years past, if we weren't successful in the lottery, we, put in for the gratis. Now, putting the gratis in at the same time, does that take us out of the lottery?
No, it doesn't. You can put in at the same time as the lottery, and we have it worked out that if you get the lottery first, your gratis is going to get kicked out. But if you don't, you will get your gratis tag. Now, I did say June 5th is the deadline for general and gratis. Now, you can still put in for a gratis license afterwards, but after the deadline, but the only thing you will be eligible for is whatever is remaining, and 99.9% of the time in the last few years, it's been those only.
Right. Okay, so if I we put in both because I like to hunt with the rest of the group, if they go off our land, so I like to put in for the regular license first.
Right, and you will be able to do that.
So if I've got to put the gratis basically in at the same time.
Yes.
And if I don't get the one, it'll give me the other.
Yes.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thanks, Ed. Up in Minot, appreciate you listening. We deferred to the callers today, but obviously the legislative session just wrapped up. Terry, what would you say is the most significant thing as far as game and fish issues are concerned from the legislature?
Well, certainly for us, it was the passage of Senate Bill 2231, which increased license fees. And I do appreciate the email that you read, Scott, because even though some licenses went up, and some people would call it substantially, we're still below the regional average for resident fishing and hunting licenses, but we actually needed that infusion of funds, interest rates as they are, operating costs as they are, and very honestly, with the reduced number of deer licenses we're able to sell, we were getting dangerously close to a basement level that the legislature has set for us in terms of spending, which is $15 million. If we got below $15 million in our fund balance, we would have to go to the budget section to get approval, which we would very likely get, but they don't meet every day. They only meet about once every 3 months, and if we would have hit that $15 million basement mark, we wouldn't have been able to do anything, answer the phones or anything else. So this infusion of funds is going to be very, very critical. And just so the public knows, we're not putting those into effect immediately because there was no emergency clause. Those license fee increases are not going to go into effect until April 1st of 2014, so it's more easily understood by the general public.
A little time to get used to those. Well, very interesting. Thanks for all the time today, taking the questions of the callers. We'll have you guys back. Appreciate it very much.
No, thank you, Scott and Steve. Appreciate it.
You bet. See you later, guys.
Terry Steinway, director of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, Randy Crowell, chief of the Wildlife Division. We learned a lot, didn't we, Steve?
gf.nd.gov. It's all-encompassing.
There you go. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty sales center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes sales center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.